at 8:22. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Tomorrow is election day for municipal races across North Texas. There's mayoral races in cities like Fort Worth, Irving, and Plano. Voters in Arlington will also decide whether to establish a civil service system to govern personnel decisions for the city's firefighters. In the Collin County Community College District, voters there will decide whether to approve a $600 million bond package. One of the most heated races tomorrow, though, is for a particular seat on the Dallas City Council, District 6, which covers West Dallas. That neighborhood has transformed with new townhomes and restaurants, but it's created an affordable housing crunch for longtime residents. The incumbent, Monica Alonzo, faces five challengers. Tristan Hallman covers City Hall for the Dallas Morning News.
The gentrification issue is going to be huge in this race. And that's what the older West Dallas residents who actually show up to vote, and I should say this is a low turnout district historically, they're very concerned that this development that's happened around the Trinity Groves area near the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge is going to come their way and force them out of their home. This is an area that had been historically depressed, and now they're seeing a lot of prosperity mixed with the depression. So there's that natural tension there that is really causing that to bubble up in the politics, and it's certainly probably the overriding theme of this race.
Check out our voter guide at keranews.org. State Representative Eric Johnson grew up in West Dallas, and he's witnessed the transformation in his old neighborhood. The Democrat is trying to push through a bill this legislative session to protect longtime residents from displacement. He talked about it with Rick Coulter for our Friday conversation.
So what was West Dallas like when you were growing up?
It was an interesting neighborhood. We lived in an apartment complex that's no longer there. It got raised several years ago, and there were some single-family homes where that apartment complex once stood. But there were a lot of children in the apartment complex I grew up in, and we spent a lot of our days shooting if you can believe this, we were shooting marbles for fun back then. I guess that's how old I am. It's a great community. It's always had very hardworking people, but the neighborhood has always had its share of struggles too. Drugs and violence have always been an issue in that community, but we've always found a way to make it work and get by.
What do you think today when you cross the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge from downtown and say you settle into dinner at a restaurant at Trinity Groves?
I remember going down Singleton to go to Wimpy's and a place called the Dog House that was there for years. That was our treat on Friday nights when we'd go out for dinner. Trinity Groves is a slight cut above that, I'd say, and it's interesting to see the neighborhood transform, and I don't think there's anything wrong with things changing, and I'm glad to see the Trinity Groves development come to the neighborhood. I'm just a little concerned about what some spillover effects could be from that development.
You're clearly worried about the future of the people living there. You filed legislation designed to help them. What would it do?
Well, the legislation I filed, House Bill 2480, the main thing the bill would do that I think is hugely important is it would require any future development in that area that is around the bridge or in the Trinity Groves area to include some form of affordable housing. 20% of the units in the future need to be held aside for people who make less than 60% of the area median family income. And we also are looking to provide some sort of property tax relief for the people who live in the surrounding area who see their property taxes go up as a result of all of this development but don't directly benefit. They see their property taxes go up, it becomes less affordable for them to remain in the community, and they often end up selling their property or falling in arrears on their tax payments, which we want to avoid.
A lot of big cities do have regulations that require developments to have certain units set aside for affordable housing. Are you surprised that's not standard operating procedure here?
Well, actually, I want to be fair to the city of Dallas and Dallas County. They do require certain percentages of certain developments, it depends on the circumstance, to be set aside for affordable housing. My pushback is we don't want it to be optional for you to do it. We want to require this practice to continue, and there's no guarantee it would continue without a state law. I'm all for people making money, but I'm also for people having to share a little bit, and I just want to make sure the community can come out a winner in this whole deal.
The legislation you're behind would not stop the move-out deadline of June for those 300 families in West Dallas right now.
The effective date of the legislation would not likely be until September of this year. I don't think it will be in time to deal with this specific situation, which is a tragic situation and I hope can be avoided.
It's interesting to look at how this has played out across Texas and State Thomas and Little Mexico and Dallas. East Austin's kind of in the middle of it right now. Can this kind of gentrification really be stopped or even fundamentally changed?
The track record is very poor in terms of stopping this type of development from eventually pushing out everybody who was there before the development started. And that worries me a lot. Here's what I do believe. I believe that you have a very small chance of succeeding even when you're doing everything I'm trying to do to prevent this large-scale displacement of people, people of color in particular, poor people in particular. But you have zero chance. It goes from low to zero if you don't do what I'm trying to do. It breaks my heart to think that through no fault of their own and involuntarily, people who lived in that community through all those tough times and when no one cared, and now because we've built a bridge, these folks may be shown the door and left to try to find some other place to live, so that, frankly, young SMU grads who, I love SMU, but I like to use them as an example. Young SMU grads can have a first apartment that their parents helped them pay for with a view of downtown in a community where a bunch of working class folks used to live. It just doesn't sit well with me, and I don't want to see that happen.
State Representative Eric Johnson, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You can learn all about housing issues in West Dallas in our One Crisis Away series, No Place to Go. It's at kera.org/onecrisisaway. And for what's in store for us today, should be sunny skies, a high around 79 later on today. Tonight, clear with a low around 54. Tomorrow, sunny with a high about 85. And tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 61. It's currently 60 degrees in Dallas, 59 in Fort Worth, 61 in Tyler, and 57 in Wichita Falls.